Geek Radio Daily for this, oh my goodness, look at this, Friday, May 2nd, yes indeed, flying at you, not quite as fast as normal because it's a little delayed today, and first right off the bat, big apologies for yesterday. Yesterday got kind of wacky, so
we're sorry we missed you.
You may notice that you only hear the one set of pipes talking to you right now, pipes, that's what in the lingo we call voices. And that's because, well, once again, we're slackers. And today, while you do have me, Billy Flynn.
The one, the only, Billy Flynn.
We are vicarless today because, well, the vicar is out doing part of that day job stuff. Gah. One day we'll be able to get rid of all that. Cannot wait for that day. But today, of course, it is Friday. So, of course, we're going to be running down our TV pages, checking the geek mailbag, taking a peek at geek news, and running down your movie releases for the weekend. Like there's anything else other than one. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about lots of them here today on this Friday, May 2nd edition of Geek Radio Daily. First, let's talk like we always do, the Télévision Pages. Yes, I realize I became a Frenchman, but that's fine. Tonight, television for you. It's an all-new episode of Ghost Whisperer. I'm guessing a rerun of Moonlight because I really didn't think that they had any new episodes of that left, whatever. But there's that. ABC Tonight with 2020, Secrets of the Sistine Chapel, Michelangelo's Mystery. If they tell you about it, how can it be a secret? Just asking. I'm just asking. Tonight on the CW on WWE Friday Night SmackDown. Because you got to say it exactly like that. Can't say it any other way. Tonight, the Backlash pay-per-view results and former champion Edge and his fiancée, Vicky Guerrero, plot against The Undertaker. That's just something you don't want to do because he's mean. He's mean, nasty man. It'll hurt you. Tonight on American Movie Classics, it's Jurassic Park, followed by Species? Why are you going to watch Species edited for television? You know what I'm saying? Two words. Natasha Henstridge. Thank you. Disney Channel this evening has The Incredibles, or as I like to call it, Watchmen Light. Another Pixar fantastic film with superheroes. You gotta love it. You absolutely do. Bravo Channel tonight's got an interesting double feature. One of the completely underrated, not that good, but underrated Eddie Murphy films, The Golden Child. My dear brother Noopsie! It's so fun. Followed by, in my opinion, the superior Beverly Hills Cop 2, Electric Boogaloo. On the Family Channel tonight, well, for no particular reason, they're showing Down Periscope. It's the wacky crew of the second-rate sub preparing for War Games. Kelsey Grammer and Lauren Holly not quite fitting into her uniform. Good. Tonight, on Sci-Fi Channel, of course, you've got your Sarah Jane Adventures, your Doctor Who, The Fires of Pompeii, which I forget how many episodes behind that is. Two or three, maybe. Followed by, of course, an all-new Battlestar Galactica. Do you watch Battlestar Galactica? No? Then you're an idiot. Sorry, that's a Dwight Schrute moment. And it's absolutely true, by the way. Turner Classic Movies has a bounty hunter and a young sheriff teaming up to tame a town. That's Henry Fonda and Anthony Perkins starring in The Tin Star. Because if it was made of anything else, eh, well. FX Channel tonight is showing Duplex with Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore, followed by the probably just as bad Nicole Kidman, Matthew Broderick remake of The Stepford Wives. Sorry, Frank Oz. You know I love you, but dude, seriously? You want something really bad on tonight? Fox. Fox is showing the Ice Cube movie, Are We There Yet? Oh, somebody shoot me, please. Tonight, though, if I'm watching anything on television, I'm flipping over to the Hallmark Channel because tonight, a woman discovers her late father once married a rodeo queen and travels into horse country and finds she has more family. Tonight, Melissa Gilbert stars in Thicker Than Water. Aw, they all learn something about themselves before it's done. Which, of course, is generally how that usually works out on television. Shall we take a dip into the mailbag?
Edge, listen up! It's time for mail call!
All right, let's see. Elf says, oh, no, you didn't. Just throw down with me, Mr. Flynn. KFC shortened its name to de-emphasize the word fried and to sound more hip. I've never, all caps, heard of any law preventing anyone from using Kentucky in a title. Prove it, my friend! Exclamation mark. By the way, love the show. Well, thank you for loving the show. Okay, let's go ahead and just settle this very, very quickly. First off, KFC did not change their name to drop the word fried. Not what they did. Go to KFC's website and they can explain the whole thing from you. That's silly. as far as dropping the word Kentucky, here's the deal for that. Long ago, and this was just an inside joke for me and about the four people I know that would get this, because that's how my comedy works, if you want to call it that. On Snopes.com, the urban legend reference site, they have a story about this, and that's where the story about Kentucky charging you to use the name Kentucky in something. You have to get license and approval. It's not true. It's an urban legend site that has fake has fake information on it as well, and it's just kind of funny. So no, that's not actually it. I was just throwing a joke out there. There is no such thing, sir. KFC, they actually called themselves that because, you know, Randy Quaid started doing the voice of the Colonel. Okay, boom. David says, I know yesterday was comics, but would like your input on what is a good place for a 9-year-old boy to start on comics. Never been a big fan myself, but he's taken an interest drawing his own, even, and selling some at school. Damn, he's cool. Any idea where to start him? Well, they do have Marvel and DC both, and that's really the two places I say that you would start. There's some really cool stuff like Jeff Smith's Bone that you might want to get him into eventually. But for easy stuff to start off with, both DC and Marvel do have comic lines of their superheroes with stories that are more suited for younger readers. The Marvel Adventures lines, they do have like Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Iron Man, pretty much everybody. The DC side, of course, has Justice League. They've got the new, fantastically, incredibly fun, might be a bit simplistic for him, but Tiny Titans. I love Tiny Titans. It's silly. It's crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous. Start him on any of those. It's a good way to get into superheroes without getting into some of the more adult storylines to see if he has, you know, a feel for it and see if he likes that. And from there, you can always branch out. There's lots of great kid comics out there, kid-friendly comics, I should say, that's fun for the whole family. But yeah, that's, I would say, the easiest place to start it. And then look, oh my goodness, David sends us another message. And this is in all caps with many exclamation marks. I can't talk today. It's been a horrible Friday. No, the show can't go away. I will send more mail truly. Speaking of mail, there went my mail truck. Later. Well, thank you for that, David. No, the reason that there was no show yesterday was not because the vicar did not get enough mail. That was not it at all. It was simply because the vicar did not get here. We switched shifts yesterday, but he did not show up in time for us to do the show before I left. And since I left and was not able to be here to keep him on task, okay, he was looking at porn, and that's what happened, and I'm sorry. So anyway, there is that. Like I said, we're going to check on movies for this week and some geek news all coming up today, the Friday, May 2nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Did you come to Earth for the music and stay for the science fiction? Join a guided tour of the minds that make science fiction great. Get on our cosmic double-decker tour bus at www.balticonpodcast.org and see all the sights. Coming up on our right, time shifted for your viewing pleasure, are fascinating interviews with writers, fans, and scientists. Streaming in on our left are author readings, con-going tips, and essays. And at the end of the tour, there's always more of that great music that brought you here in the first place. So climb aboard, strap in, and hold on to your petty pallets. It's the Balticon Podcast Tour to the ends of space and time.
www.balticonpodcast.org.
Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, May 2nd. Good afternoon. It is an afternoon now. Welcome to a vicarless show. He's out doing something. He's watching a Matlock marathon. That's what it is. So while he's out there being a bad man, let us get on with what it is that we're doing and talk about some movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Basically, everybody does. If you're going to spend this weekend, because it does officially start off the summer movie season, you might as well know what's out today. The Counterfeiters is out, the true story of brilliant Jewish forgers who were forced by the Nazis to counterfeit currency. Doesn't that sound fantastic? It probably is a very moving film, but that's not how I want to start off my summer season. I probably want to start it off with CJ7, in which a poor Chinese boy is given a fluff ball from outer space, which quickly becomes his pet and best friend. It's a family comedy, and everyone learns something before it's all over and done with. It's actually a very cute and charming film. If you get a chance to see that, you should. Something I think you should go right ahead and skip is Maid of Honor. This is Patrick Dempsey realizes he loves his longtime best friend after, of course, she makes him the Maid of Honor. It's my best friend's wedding with Julia Roberts, except Patrick Dempsey, of course, is Julia Roberts. Patrick Dempsey is Julia Roberts. And, of course, there's this little movie. I don't know if you've heard about it, but Iron Man is out today. Oh, my God. Okay, let me just go ahead and stop right now and tell you. I saw Iron Man at the 8 o'clock showing last night. It was the 8 o'clock showing. I was in my seat in the theater at 6:30 waiting for it. Iron Man fracking rocks. Yes, indeed it does. I don't care what you plan on seeing this weekend. Go see Iron Man. Go see it again. In fact, the Flinstress. You know the Flinstress. You might have seen her over there on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. The Flinstress absolutely had a great time. She asked me when we were coming back this weekend to see it. Robert Downey Jr. does an amazing job as Tony Stark. He absolutely sells it. It's fantastic. I'm a person that always watches the credits. I would advise you to do the same thing. You'll have a great time because not only is Iron Man a really, really great comic book movie, it's just a fantastic action movie by itself. You don't need to know anything about the character of Iron Man to really love what's going on there. And that's pretty much what's going on in the world of movies.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Perspective, if you will. A judge, and I don't even see where he's from anymore, but a judge, there was a nice little RIAA file-sharing nonsensical investigation in which members of the RIAA's little task force that searches for people that do bad things, they downloaded 12 songs from this couple's Kazaa account. Now, the fun thing is, the judge says, hey, you can't prove that anybody but yourself downloaded these songs. The gentleman in question who set up the Kazaa account didn't realize that the music was in there because, as he says, he set it up, you know, to surf for porn. So it might be the vicar. However, it turns out legally, from a legal standpoint, if the RIAA themselves, if the copyright holders can prove their own copyright infringement, if they can download their own music illegally, that proves that someone's doing something bad. So we're going to keep our eye on that because Lord only knows what's going to happen to that story. Video games. There is a Jason Bourne video game coming out. It's the Bourne Conspiracy. It's not so much based on the movies, but it is based on the books. And they were going to try to get Matt Damon to go ahead and do the voice of Jason Bourne. But you see, Matt Damon said, well, no, I don't really want to do it because the game is just entirely too violent. I guess he's never actually watched the movies that he's been in. That's the only thing I can think of, because they're not kid-friendly. Stuff that is kid-friendly is Race to Witch Mountain. This is not a remake. Disney is doing a straight-up sequel to the Witch Mountain franchise. Apparently, Dwayne Johnson is also going to be in the movie, but what's really, really cool is that Kim Richards and Ike Eisenman are going to co-star in Race to Witch Mountain. They are the kids from the original Witch Mountain movies. Now, stuff like that, I love that. That just makes me geek myself like mad. Not as much as I did during Iron Man, because I had something like 5 geekgasms during Iron Man. But if you're a big Witch Mountain fan, your original kids, they are on their way. They are coming. I also want you to hang your head for a moment, please, because we knew it was coming. It's not a surprise. We've known it for a while. But Michael Rosenbaum has officially left Smallville. He wrote a letter to all the fans. It's like, dear Smallville fans, it's been 7 wonderful years. Your support is what made Smallville so wonderful, but it's time for me to start the next chapter of my life and career. I hope I gave you some enjoyment over the years and you found my portrayal of Lex Luthor to be satisfying. I'm very grateful. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, mostly he would like to thank Greg Beeman for directing the Oh Sherry video by Steve Perry back in the 80s. What that has to do with anything, I have no idea. But thanks, crew. Thanks, fans. Thanks, Smallville. I love you all. Michael Rosenbaum. So what will Smallville do without Lex Luthor? Because that was the whole premise of the show. The whole reason I started watching in the first place, and most people did, was simply because, look, it's Clark Kent and Lex Luthor, and they're friends. Now, granted, it happened all the time in the 50s, but this was cool for television. Well, what are they going to do for Season 8? Doomsday. That's right. Clark Kent will be facing Doomsday, who is going to be coming to Smallville for the first time. Doomsday, of course you might remember, is this big behemoth creature that killed Superman in the comics, coming to Smallville. Also, there is a female villain that the executive producers are tight-lipped about, a new female villain they're going to be introducing. They're saying she'll be familiar to many fans and will set her sights on Clark in ways Lex never could. But who cares? Because, you know, Kristen Kruick, Lana Lang, is leaving the show. Michael Rosenbaum, who is arguably, and in my opinion, the absolute best thing to come from the Smallville franchise in the first place, gone. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know, but if we get, if probably more Laura Vandervoot, is that her name? Vandervoot? I don't know, but probably more Supergirl. Meantime, we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out. You want me to keep watching the show? The easiest way to do it? You bring back Justin Hartley as Oliver Queen, because by God, he saved that show, let me tell you. Let me get out of here, because goodness, not the same without the Vicar. This, of course, has been GRD, our Geek Radio Daily. It's a production of Real Media Radio Networks. Be sure to subscribe through iTunes, and please do join the forums. Social geek working over there at geekradiodaily.com. Geek Radio Daily is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast@geekradiodaily.com or individually at Vicar, Billy Flynn, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I said, I want the knife.